Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will consider the Nazis' attempts to create a Volksgemeinschaft in Germany between 1933 and 1939. We will focus specifically on the different racial policies that the Nazis introduced, including their persecution of Jews and other groups. To achieve a master race, the Nazis attacked and persecuted various groups in Germany. This included the mentally ill and disabled people, so-called asocials, homosexuals, gypsies, minority religions, and perhaps most famously, the Jews. One group that had been targeted was the mentally ill and disabled. In July 1933, the Nazis introduced the law for the prevention of hereditary diseased offspring. This introduced forced sterilization for people who were suffering from problems such as epilepsy, depression, and alcoholism. And in total, 350,000 people were sterilized, with the Nazis arguing that sterilization was not punishment, but was instead a form of liberation, helping both them and Germany as a country. However, the Nazis eventually extended their actions into euthanasia. From 1939, doctors and nurses were to report any children under three that were affected by conditions such as Down syndrome. The children were then killed under the Action T4 programme. Parents were often threatened to get their agreement to do this. The Nazis used propaganda to argue that people that had mental or disabilities were in fact extremely expensive and too much for Germany to be expected to support. Asocials were another group targeted by the Nazis. These were people who did not fit into the expected norms of society, and often included people that refused to work, or others such as prostitutes and beggars. Asocials were sent to labour camps and were forced to wear a black triangle. They were eventually sterilised and murdered. Another group targeted by the Nazis were homosexuals. Homosexuals were seen by many as being asocial. Large numbers of them were sent to prison camps, and they were forced to wear a pink triangle on their prison uniform. Many homosexual men were castrated, or they were forced to undergo experiments to try and cure them, and homosexual members of the SS were shot. Gypsies were also targeted by the Nazis. They had faced prejudice in Germany since long before Nazi rule, and at first they were not a major target for the Nazis. However, by 1939 they started to be sent to prison camps, where large numbers were gassed to death. Around 500,000 gypsies died under Nazi rule. Minority religions were also targeted by the Nazis. The Nazis had struggled to control the mainstream churches due to many Germans' personal religious beliefs. However, they saw it as easier to target small religious groups. Jehovah's Witnesses were one such group. Many of them refused to join the army or take part in other activities such as the Hitler Youth. As a result, entire families were arrested, sent to prison camps, and eventually killed. However, most famously and most prominently, the group targeted by the Nazis were the Jews. Anti-Semitism was prominent in Germany and Europe since well before the Nazis took power. Many Germans had believed that Germany's World War I defeat and problems throughout the 1920s were caused by Jews. There were a variety of steps taken to at first isolate and then ultimately exterminate Jews. The initial laws focused on Jews being ostracized from society, forcing many of them to leave Germany. Eventually, though, this became the Holocaust, but this did not actually begin until World War II. Numerous steps were taken in 1933, after the Nazis first took power in Germany. In April, a boycott of Jewish shops started, although lasted for only one day. Further actions that year banned Jews from working in the civil service, with some exceptions, and also from owning farms. By 1935, there were unofficial attacks taking place on Jews, and as a result, in September 1935, the Nazis passed the so-called Nuremberg Laws. These laws banned sex and marriage between Jews and Aryans. The Jews were also stripped of their German citizenship, and there were genetic tests carried out in order to identify who was Aryan and who was Jewish. From 1936, the Nazis actively began encouraging Jewish emigration, although they eventually only allowed this if Jews paid high taxes in order to be allowed to leave. and after Anschluss with Austria in March 1938, there were 150,000 more Jews within Germany's control. They were also forced to emigrate to other countries. 1938 saw various extreme actions to hurt Jewish people. A variety of laws were passed, which included provisions such as Jewish lawyers and doctors not being able to have any non-Jewish clients. Jews were forced to add Sarah for women or Israel for men to their names to identify them as Jewish. Jews could not own their own businesses, and Jews were also banned from going to school. November 1938 saw the infamous Kristallnacht, or Night of the Broken Glass. The Nazis unofficially organised attacks on Jewish homes, businesses and synagogues. That night, 91 Jews were killed and 20,000 were arrested and sent to prison camps. Jews were even forced to pay fines for the damage which had been caused to their own property. By the time that World War II started in September 1939, the Jews had no rights in Germany. Hitler openly referred to the extermination of the Jews, and Jews were forced to move into the ghettos before the euthanasia program began in October 1939. Historians have disagreed on whether or not Hitler specifically planned the Holocaust. Although there was no official order given for the act, it certainly fitted in with Hitler's rhetoric towards Jews. The killing was officially kept secret from Germans. However, at least 100,000 Germans were involved in the process, and others are likely to have had an awareness that this was taking place.